Beginning current daf Masechet is Erev and daf Yud Gimel. We begin with Aleph. We begin to taste the Masechet. We begin towards the Gemara. Zeba Zeh Nechlaku. It's regarding both these that they disagree. Tiskum explain that why isn't it difficult in the opinion on the words of Rabbi Kiva? What's Rabbi Kiva coming to tell us? The opinion of Bishamai? Because in the Mishnah we had a machleik is that the Tanakhama had mentioned Bishamai is still regarding what state of validated Mavik. Bishamai holds Alecha Bekari, but still holds, you know, either one. Name of Yishmael, a certain student said for Bekiva that no, they don't disagree when there's less than 4 amas, only from 4 to 10 amas. And then Bekiva said that's not true. Like our Teza Maschas says, Alzeva Zenechuk, even less than Dalar amas. Now, what's bothering Teza is that since Bekiva is not coming to say any nafkimin for the opinion of Bezil, Bezil is always going to be the one that says only near Lechi or Kaira. So what's he coming to say? He's always going to tell us the relevancy regarding the opinion of Bishamai. So, why would you come to, as Taisa says, Leshaich Lemachai, you can't say, I'll be here. We'll come and tell you the reasoning of Bishamai. We usually ask it as a question. What's the purpose of what you're saying? It's just saying an opinion of Bishamai. You don't really like Bishamai anyway. As Taisa, no, he can't ask that question because the Kivin, the Amitanakama, is into Tanakama, meaning, as Mepharshim explained, refers to Rabbi Shmuel, said, Loi Nechluku, that student had said, no, they don't disagree. So, Bedinu Jeyesh Lulahashim, Beleba Nechluku. So he has to go and dispute and say regarding the facts. But you're right, just to come along and say, we would ask. But here he's responding to an erroneous opinion, and therefore he says, no, Azeva Zanech. Tinnik says, the master of the words, the Gemara, Belay Misaimi. Now, we said Tanakama is the same as Rabbi Kiva. And that the Gemara says, no, the difference between them is Rav Achli's Halacha, when it's less than Dalat Tfachim, if you need to have anything or not. But Belay Misaimi, but it's not clear who Rabbi Kiva, the Tanakama, is the one that holds that less than Dalat Tfachim, when I don't do anything. Here Taisa says, what do you mean? Why can't you know who it is? As Tais is addressing, as he's saying in his answer, L'shayach Tan here is not appropriate to say Tana Baslet Fuikas. Usually you say that the last Tan is coming to add on, like in all other places. He's not going to say that. Here, the last Tan is not going to say is necessarily adding on more than what the first Tan said. To say, oh, we should know who's saying what. Because Kivin Dikatana Dafsiki, since it's anyways a Tanoic opinion, that of Rabbi Shmuel, that's in between the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva, that we cannot prove to say that, oh, who's the one that holds like Rav Achli? Is that of Rabbi Kiva because he's coming to add on something? No, not necessarily. Could be the opposite. Could be Tanakh Kama does not hold like Rav Achli and Rabbi Kiva does hold like that. Ketanek tells the Matzah begins with the Gemara Lachad by Esatimim to sharpen the students. Stressing explains that here it's different like all other places in Shas. We hear what happened was is that Kiva says it can't be Rabbi Shmuel said this, and he said, and the Talmud said on his own, and the Halacha is like the Talmud. So the Gemara says, wait a second, you're saying Rabbi Shmuel couldn't say this means to say it's wrong. How could you say Halacha is like the Talmud who's saying that in the name of Rabbi Shmuel? So the Gemara says, oh, it was just to sharpen the students. And that's his taste. In Lefarish Kamei B'Shar Duchti, don't explain like the other place in Shas. That's Leidim Yadul Hashavat Devarav, where he says the wrong Halacha, and then they should correct and say, Rabbi, how could you say such a thing, etc. He can't say that's what he means to sharpen them, that they should chop on their own and realize, because in Me'ach Hashem, since he already said, Shalei Amir B'Shmol Devazim O'ilim, Rabbi Shmol never had said this ever. So Hayyidim, they already knew that it can't be that he's saying like, that the Halacha would be like this, that they shouldn't jump in them, because he already said that Halacha is not like that. And rather, they realize obviously that it's going just to praise that student. Now, the Taisus shouldn't add on the words of what's bothering Taisus is Ritzarach Ian. Ma yesh bein halacha l'nirim. What's the difference between saying halacha or like the other interpretation of the Gemara that it appears? What should we keep coming to gain when they're saying halacha? If anyways, obviously, wasn't saying halacha. Kevin the Lashabchi Omer Kainim Omer Halacha. Since anyways, coming to praise him, even if he's saying halacha, so ma nir shabacha yaiser. What's the praise more than saying that I'm nirin? And that's the question that from the Taisus Shana. So next is the matzah begins with the Gemara Kankantum. So Tais comes in, what is this Kankantum? Because the Gemara brother, a mayor, was a scribe, and he would put Kankantum into the ink. And Shmuel didn't say anything. Rabbi Kiva said, no, it's problematic, because it says by the Saita, V'chasav HaMalach has to be written that you could go ahead and erase. Now, Pierce HaKunchas, he says it's adamant, which is a black dye that is used to blacken the shoes. Rashbam Pierce, he says, no, the Kankantum, he karka yiruka. It's actually yellowish earth. Shekari nisa vidril. So to that's interpretation brought in the Arach. Now, Rabbi Tam Nami plays a cane. Rabbi Tam also rules like this, because as we find, B'tikin Sefer Torah, regarding the rectification of a Sefer Torah, that Rabbi Tam brings, the mutalos is adamant, l'tech adyur l'sefer Torah l'kulam. According to everyone, you're allowed to put adamant into the ink to be used for the Sefer Torah. Where, obviously, the lavah and the kankantum. That's obviously not kankantum, which is mentioned in the Gemara. Now, Tais is bothered, in other words, because we see that we say over here that you don't put kankantum into the ink. That's because we're saying that he holds like the other interpretation, that it's this greenish, yellowish earth. And that's why he says that adamant, which Rashi says is kankantum, which he holds is not, that you are allowed to use it for the same term. But then Tosfos says, if that's the case, Tosfos asks on the interpretation of the Rashbam, which is what Rabbein Tam is going. And the Aruch, Bimtam, if you're going to say, then wait a second, you're saying this needed if it doesn't matter, if we learn the Mishnah, when it's talking about the five types of blood that are metame by a nida, that's considered the dam nida, so it says, Shachar, one of them is black, kecheres. Now, Mepharshas and the Gemara explains, what is cheres? Charta de ushkepi, which is, that's the black color that is considered dam nida. Now, imkein, mash, mashru, shachar, so it sounds like that this, the perek based the gittin comma, and the Gemara, the second perek in kitten, that it says that the kankadim ucharta de ushkepi. The kankadim is this charta de ushkepi, imkein, mash, mashru, shachar. So it sounds like, obviously, that the kankadim is black, because it's charta de ushkepi, which is black. Ve'ilu, vidriol, yiruki, v'demelischul, because whereas vidriol, which is what Rashbam wants to say is kankadim, is yellowish, and it's closer to glass. Hashem Tzchuch is Nikas Vidriol, and because it's similar to glass, that's why it's actually called Vidriol. So that's difficult for Rashbam. But the Peshach just needs, according to Rashi interpretation, makes sense, because he says it's adamant, which is black. Now, Barim Mefarash re-explains that's not difficult. He says, the Acher Shetech the Ma'isa Yafa Losses L'Tech Adyoi, after you grind it down very well to put it into the ink, Azi Mashcheres, actually then it does turn black. And therefore, even though it has actually this yellowish earth, it's not difficult on the Rashbam. So he says, brother, according to Rashi, Kakantim, that you're not allowed to put into the ink is adamant. According to Tosfos, it's vitriol, which is a type of yellowish earth. But adamant, you're allowed to put into the ink, according to Tosfos, according to everyone. Because even though it sounds like from the Gemara Gittin that Kakantim is black, that's just it's not difficult because after you grind it down to put into the ink, then it becomes black. But usually, it's actually the yellowish earth. Ketinik says, Matzah begins with the Gemara, Oymiyato Isachas, or you put in an extra letter. Tosfos explains, how would that be like the Gemara says, destroying the whole world by adding or diminishing a letter? Because the Gemara brings Rami was a scribe, and Rabbi Shmuel said, oh, you got to be careful. You might add a letter or delete a letter, and you can destroy the whole world. Tosfos explains, what type of situation would be destroying the whole world by diminishing or increasing a letter? It says, Kamei Bereishis Bara. Like when it says, in the beginning, he created. If you add on the Vav, Bereishis Bara'i, it sounds like Chaz Shalom as if that in the beginning he created him, as if someone else was creating someone else. Now, Rabbeinu Meir Kibbel Merabaisav, he received a tradition from his teachers that what would be destroying the world is Kamei Hoival Hoival, like a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Zayin, which simple translation, that means to say Yecheskel said the prophecy that there's going to be destruction upon destruction. But the problem is, if Shehitl Yud Al Achron, if you add a Yud on the last Hoival, it's going to be Hashem's name, Yud Ke Vav Ke. And Ochasim almost would be like destruction on the Kodesh Baruch, which would be a disastrous thing to even say. And therefore, that would be Machwas Ha'ilim by adding on one letter. Ketan makes sense to Matzah begin with the Gemara Chutz V'Parsha Saita. Except for the Parsha of the Saita, which Tais can explain. What did Yishmael learn to say that you can't put Kakadim into the ink to write the Sefer Torah? Even by other places except for the site, because my brother May was described, and they put Kankatim, and the original says, oh, you can't, because it says, of Amacha, and it has to be written that can be erased. And then the Gemara brings a price. The Rebbe says, name of Mayor, that you can put a Kankatim into every type of ink, except for the Pasha Saita, because then you have to erase it, and Kankatim is not erasable. What Bada says is, Rebbe Shmuel, Shahayo Isabachal Terakul, he told Rebbe, no, you're not putting the Kankatim in to write a whole Sefer Torah. Where does he get this from? How does he know that a Sefer Torah cannot be erased? That it has to be erasable. What do you mean that we only find it by the Saita, which that says Vakasav and this says Amacha? So this takes a few approaches. Either Shemah Yudarsh Gezer Shav Misaita, either Lim Tegzer Shav from Saita, where by both of them it says that you have to write, or Ayiksiva Ksiva, or we learn he learns Gezer Shav from that says Vakasav by Saita, says Vakasav by a Sefer Torah, Gezer Shav Acher, so some other Gezer Shav, or maybe it was rabbinic. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Shmuel told him that you cannot write it with this kankanim. The next is Masas that begins the words of the Gemara. Avotari the stomach siva. Avotari that's written just in general, generic. Maybe you could go ahead and erase and use it for the site. Rashi is going to explain the words of a papa that he says that even the one who invalidates the site that was written, Shalei Lishma, you could use a part of the Sefer Torah. Because that was written generic for whoever wants, they won't reject, and Tosfos comes to resolve what's mentioned in Masechta's Git. Because the Gemara here mentions a Papa that says that you don't have to say it's Machlekes Tanoim if you say you could or cannot use it from one other Saitas to say that that's the same Machlekes regarding from the Sefer Torah. Because you could say that even the one who invalidates when it's written for a different woman, that's because it was already said for that woman. But the Sefer Torah would agree that it's going to be valid. Now, Tosfos says from this halacha, Rav Papa Mashma, it sounds like Avakam decided to buy Ksiva Lishma. Although you're right, because we're going in that opinion that the scroll has to be written for her, and therefore it's invalid when it's written for a different woman. Still, it sounds like, but obviously it sounds like he's trying to say that's still Meichel in the Torah, that opinion would hold, that you're allowed to erase the Parsha of the Seder from the Torah, and it would not become invalidated because of Shalai Lishma. Because it wasn't written Shalai Lishma, it's written in general for whoever needs it, and therefore that's going to be considered as Lishma. Now, Bader says it's a retainment to wonder, because they only get, Paslin and Perek Shein, they get, regarding the divorce document, the Gemara in the second Perek and Gittin, which was mentioned already before, holds that it's going to be invalid. Someone takes a sevitar and he gives it to his wife, which inside the Torah mentions, V'chasala Sevi Krisis mentions that. The Rav Yisrael says, L'may Nechasha, what should we be concerned for? Imishim Krisis this, but if it's because in the Torah it says, V'chasala Sevi Krisis, it has to be written for her, and here it wasn't. So you see that the sevitar is not considered Lishma. So how is that validated over here in our Sugir regarding your Papa that says that the sevitar could be used to erase for the Megillah site? And that's the case of Yisrael. Either you could say the Rav Yisrael Leslie's right, Rav Papa. Right, Rav Yisrael does not hold the logic of Rav Papa here that since it was written stama, that's going to be considered as lishma. Or you know, another approach is that Sabalu Kamanda Amar in Michael Amatar. He holds like the opinion, which is the other opinion brought in Agamar that holds that you cannot erase from the Torah, which is like Rabbi Yaakov, and therefore he says that something applies by a ket. If you give a sevitar, it's not going to be valid, but it's not difficult on Rav Papa per se. Now, after Tosfos continues to ask, so I'm beginning to say, but the Heichem Achshavah Rav Papa Sefer Torah, Rav Papa validate erasing the words from the Sefer Torah. Afilam on the Boy Lishma, that he wants to say to him according to the one that says you has written Lishma, since it's written generic, general. We're saying, okay, Stama Lishma is going to be valid, but that's not Bereish Kol Aget. We learned in the beginning of Perek Kol Aget there and getting Daf Chavdal Manaf. Shama Kol Sefer Makam. Let's say someone was walking by the Bezin, and they heard the scribes who were writing the Gittin calling out to their students, Ish Plain the Megash Plains. That man divorcing that woman, and they're writing that. So they were just doing it to practice. Since it was written Shalal Lishma, the Lachat Pasla Garish Boy. He's not used it to divorce his own wife, even though he has the same name, and that woman, which they had used, is the same as his wife. Now, Umukala B'Gemara, the Gemara explains what's this Kitoma. But Seif Masim Lislam, it's only scribes that are learning how to write, and they were just mentioning random names, and they were using those names, and it just happens to be this guy's and his wife's name. Here also, our Gemara mentions that the writing of a Sefer Torah is also that's used just for people to learn from. So, how could you say, the Gemara rejects and says that you could say that Vachi that validates a Megillah for another woman, he would agree a Sefer Torah you cannot use because it's used to learn from. And was not written for the purpose of a site. So the Tosfos wants to know, according to Rav Papa, that he says that even the one who holds that has to be written Lishma, he's going to agree by Sefer Torah that since written just in general, you could use it even for the one who holds it needs to be Lishma. But there it sounds like that's not going to be considered as Lishma. And you can't answer and to say, oh, Papa holds like a Behuda that holds that you could raise him with the Torah, that he disagrees with that Mishnah to get. And he holds that even though you need a Lishma, that, which is like, but that's written when it's written for a friend, but it's written from the Sefer Torah. That, like in general, then even though it was not written, it would be valid, and therefore he wants to say also over here by the get that when you hear the called seifrim, it would also be get. That's what says you can't say that because the mashman sounds like coming over there. The lekulatano yislo masnim dozen. The old tenam agreed to that mishnah over there. How do we know that? So it says in the park when the gemara asks, blessed are bacher barisha had the time of hulu. Doesn't he hold with this mishnah, which sounds like they were asking on him? How could he say such halacha? But obviously that's that mishnah because the seifrim that mishnah is of where it says that. Yeah, a person can't use it. Says he meets his neighbor and he says, oh, my name is like your name, and he can't use it. The Sefer is this Mishnah of the Kol Sefer. So why didn't the Gemara answer from Nachman Yitzchak? Oh, what do you mean? That's like the Tanakama. But I hold like that opinion that disagrees with that. Obviously, because everyone agrees to that. If that's the case, so if you see that Stama of a Sefer Torah is not going to be considered as Lishma, Saturday and Sedra Papa. That's what I said. What you can say is the Islamic, the Hasam, like Nithlam, Klal, Lechshaket. There's different types of Islamic. There, when they're writing to learn, that was not written at all for the validation of the get. So maybe that's going to be invalid, yeah, according to everyone. I'm a Sefer Torah, Christ of Estamal Adas, but a Sefer Torah was written in general, yeah, not for that woman, but in general, Shemitzarchu, but if it needed for whatever purposes, then you're going to delete from it and erase from it the parasha of the Saita, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda could hold that would be considered Lishma, and therefore that was what Papa was coming to say. So there was not difficult on Rav Papa from that Gemara there in Mesachta's Gid. Now, Tez continues to ask on Rav Papa, however, the difficulty is the Ligabi get. Regarding the divorce document, the Philip in Yitzeh puzzle, even what we're describing right now, which is what Rav Papa validates by the Megillah Saita, By a get, we find that it's invalid. And balechash lishma, it's not considered lishma. What do we find? This could dafilu kasvah sefer lishma b'leitiva baal. Because we find even if the scribe wrote it for this man and this woman, it's just that the husband didn't tell him to do this. We find pasla garish boy that's invalidated to divorce with that. The tani b'mishas lugis lund the brayza, but then gittin the vayin b'zim and alf that says kasvah sefer lishma. If the scribe writes it for them, but chasmei lishma, the witness is signing for them. But nasan they give it to harim pasla is going to be invalid. Why? Because it's not considered writing lishma. Achi yishmu kaila shama l'sayfer kasvah until they hear the husband say, write it. Ula Eidim Chasmi tells the witness to sign it. The validation is because it wasn't written Lashma. As Taisus proves, it's not because we need to have the agency of the husband as a din of Shlichas to write it. How do we know that? Because the Seif Perek, because at the end of the second Perek, we validate the writing of the get, even by a deaf, mute, a mentally deranged, or minor, as long as there is an adult overseeing. And although they're not those that could be with an act of agency, they're not b'nei day, they cannot be shluchim. So you see, obviously, you don't need an effective shlichus. So obviously, the validation over here, when they didn't ask the husband, not because of shlichus, it's simply because of that there was no lishma. So you see, and that's not any worse than Sefer Torah. No one asked the one who described wrote the Sefer Torah to do it for this husband and the wife. So you see that from get, it's invalid. So why we're here, by the side, it's going to be valid. And that's to say, Bishlam, what you can say is the La'ilm Chashav Lishma. It's not true. Like we're saying over here at Papua, by the Sefer Torah for the Saita, if you write it in generic, as long as you're having in mind that maybe it's going to be used, it is considered Lishma. And there, where they wrote it for the husband and wife, of course it would be valid. Vasam Sumadrapan. That's a rabbinic invalidation that it should be known that the get is written Lishma. But from the Torah, it would be kosher even if the husband did not command. Because since the scribe wrote Lishma, it would be considered Lishma. Whereas by the site, it's not valid to invalidate rabbinically because they're in the base of Mikdash. We don't impose these rabbinic restrictions. Uinami, another approach is the Saita. Another reason why Saita would be different, we wouldn't impose this rabbinic problem. In a kain shalav, lichtev, the kain who is upon him to write, because there had to be some kain in the base of Mikdash writing for all the Saitas that came along. On the kain who's imposing, who it's his job to write, he's not makbidim yichtav shum adim lishma shalom. He doesn't care if some other person is going to write it for the name of this woman without his permission. And therefore, mistama nichle, we could presume that he is okay with it. And that's why stama is lishma, including a sefer Torah. I've got a get, but by the get, mistama le nichle labal, we could presume the husband is not okay with it that someone else should write it without his permission. And therefore, we say mistama there, it's going to be shalom lishma. And therefore, that resolves all the question because yes, but let's say sefer Torah, it would be considered. And again, that's why get is different than saita, which saita, there's stam lishma, including a sefer Torah. So Taisa had answered, not to ask on your papa, that he said that Rabbi Yudah, who says that you could erase for the saita from the taita, from the Torah, he could hold that you actually cannot use if it was written for her friend, because it has to be written lishma. And if it's written for some other woman, it's not lishma. And even so, he could hold that you could erase from the Torah, because Torah was written stama, and stama would be considered as lishma. That takes us from Rabbi Yosef and Gittin of Chaf Maraf. That we said, if a husband gives a wife a sefer Torah, and he wants to use it as a get. Rabbi Yosef says, not a divorce, because it has to be Lishma. And you see then that the sefer Torah that was written is not considered stama Lishma. And that takes says, no, either Rabbi Yosef disagrees with Papa, or Hazar Rabbi Yaakov that disagrees with Rabbi Huda, who holds in general you cannot erase for the sake of the Torah, and Rabbi is only going in Rabbi Huda. Second question they said was from a Mishnah on the Chav Dal Manaf there in Gittin. Someone here describes writing. This man divorcing this wife, and he has the same name, and his wife has the same name. You're not allowed to use it as a get, because it wasn't written Lishma. You see, there it was written Stama, it's not Lishma. And that says, no, you differentiate over there where they're doing it, that Islamid is different, because that wasn't written at all to be a get, whereas the Islamid of a Sefer Torah is written at least in general, if it needs to be used, that it would be used. And they said, as from the Gemara and Davayin Beis, that the Braisa brings that if the Sefer wrote Lishma and the Edom wrote Lishma, they're in the second getting. Even if they did it Lishma, it's going to be a good puzzle until the husband tells him explicitly. And the reason is because it wasn't written Lishma, where even though it was written for this woman, but the husband didn't command, and that's not any worse than Stama, and still it's invalid that what you see is considered Lishma. And that says, no, that's only going to be a rabbinic invalidation. There's a wrote that to differentiate between the Saita and the Get is that. Because by the Saita, the Kohen has to write it. It doesn't bother him if someone else writes it. And if we could presume it's Stama, whatever where it's from, it would be Lishma. Whereas a get, the husband has to write it. It's his job. And if he's bothered if someone's going to do it without permission, then we can say Stama Shalai Lishma. And again, therefore, that answers all the questions.